WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, dopamine hackers. It's your girl Sienna Cruz here, and let's talk about something we all face at some point: burnout. You know that feeling when you're dragging yourself through the day like a zombie who forgot to grab its coffee? Yeah, that's burnout in a nutshell. And trust me, it's not cute. We live in a world obsessed with hustle culture, where always on is the new normal. But guess what? Our brains aren't wired for constant overdrive. We need time to recharge, to reset, and to simply be. So today, we're diving deep into how to overcome burnout and reclaim your energy, one hack at a time. Now, before we get started, remember this. Self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. Just like you wouldn't put fuel in your car and expect it to run on fumes, you can't pour yourself into every task without taking care of your well-being. So let's get real about those five key takeaways that can help you beat burnout and feel amazing again. First up, learn to say no. I know, easier said than done, right? But seriously, it's like magic. When you constantly overcommit yourself, you're setting yourself up for failure. Take a step back. Prioritize what truly matters, and don't be afraid to politely decline requests that drain your energy. Remember, saying no today can lead to more yes opportunities tomorrow when you have the energy to seize them. Next, ditch the multitasking myth. It's not efficient, it just creates stress and makes everything feel overwhelming. Focus on one task at a time, give it your full attention, and watch your productivity soar. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to juggle 10 flaming torches at once, right? Treat your brain with the same respect. Number 3, move that body. I'm not talking about grueling workouts every day. Find something you enjoy, whether it's dancing, hiking, a gentle yoga flow, or even just taking a brisk walk in nature. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that can combat stress and boost your mood. Speaking of good vibes, cultivate healthy connections. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who support your goals, and who make you laugh. Remember, a strong social network is like a superpower against burnout. It provides a sense of belonging, reduces loneliness, and offers a much-needed dose of emotional support. And finally, prioritize sleep. I know, it sounds basic, but it's seriously game-changing. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. Think of it as an investment in your well-being. When you're well-rested, you have more energy, focus, and resilience to tackle anything life throws your way. Ever get that feeling where you're juggling work, family, social commitments, and personal goals, all while trying to squeeze in a workout and some sleep? It can feel like you're running on empty most days. That's exactly what happened to my friend Sarah last month. She was constantly stressed, tired, and struggling to keep up. She felt overwhelmed by everything going on in her life. Sarah realized she needed to make a change, so she started applying some of these tips. First, she learned to say no to extra commitments that weren't essential. Then, she focused on one task at a time and ditching the multitasking madness. She started taking short walks every day and even joined a yoga class with some friends. Turns out, moving your body can be really fun. Sarah also prioritized her sleep and made sure she was getting 7-8 hours each night. And guess what? She felt a huge difference. Her energy levels soared, she felt less stressed, and she had more clarity and focus. She even rediscovered some joy in the things she used to love doing. So, remember, overcoming burnout isn't about becoming superhuman, it's about finding balance, setting healthy boundaries, and taking care of yourself. Remember those 5 key takeaways? Saying no when you need to. Ditching multitasking for focused work, moving your body in ways that feel good, building strong connections, and prioritizing sleep like the game changer it is. These little tweaks can make a huge difference in how you feel. Now go out there, be kind to yourselves, and remember you've got this. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine levels and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.